He poured strong drinks for General MacArthur, the judge, and himself. Emily Brent preferred a glass of water. When Dr. Armstrong and, a few minutes later, Rogers returned, the room became a court of law. Mr. Justice Wargrave began.
"Who is this Mr. Owen?"
he asked Rogers.
"He owns this place, sir," replied Rogers. "But I've never seen him. We've only been here a few days, my wife and I. The place had enough food and everything was in order. We were told in a letter to prepare the rooms. Then I got another letter about the dinner and the coffee and telling me to put on the record. I've got the letter here, sir."
The judge took it. Blore moved next to him.
"Can I have a look?" he said.
It was written on a very popular machine, and ordinary paper, nothing special."
Anthony Marston looked over his shoulder.
"He has some unusual first names," he said. "Ulick Norman Owen."
"An interesting point," the judge said.
He looked around the room.
"So, what information does each of us have about Owen? We're all his guests, so how did we come here?"
Emily Brent began.
"I received a letter. The name was unclear. It seemed to be from a woman called Ogden or Oliver. She talked about a summer 2 or 3 years earlier. I thought I knew her. I'm sure that I don't know a Mr. or Mrs. Owen."
She went upstairs to her room and returned with the letter. The judge read it.